Welcome to the day in the life of a fifth grader. I'm Agent 1.
I'm Agent 13. Today we are going to talk about a day in the life of a 2023-2024 secret agent.
I'm Agent 23. We are glad you have joined us.
I'm Agent 14. This podcast is sponsored by our teacher, Dr. Friedman.
In the morning, when the sun rises from the horizon, we depart our homes to go to school. When we get to school, we unpack our stuff and do the detective log. The detective log is a form we fill out to tell our teacher how we're doing. Some people are ferocious and excited in the morning, while others are tired. After that, we either have health, gym, art, or music. Afterwards, we have reading groups, which you work on hyperdocs, read in a group with Dr. Freeman, or SSR, which stands for Sustained Silent Reading. We just finished reading Smack Dab in the Middle of Maybe by Joe Watson Hackle. After reading groups is writing. In math, we are learning how to multiply and divide fractions. When you are rounding, you have to be approximate with your answer. For some of us, we can comprehend fractions very well. We have to be very accurate with our answers.
After math, we get ready to go to lunch. Our teacher, Dr. Friedman, gives us the option to stay in the classroom for lunch or stay in the cafeteria. Then we go out to recess. At recess, you are either on the Rockwell side or the playground side. We switch every month. If we don't have outdoor recess, it might be because there is a lot of gales outside, so it is unsafe for the kids. After lunch and recess, we all sit on Middle Earth, which is the green and blue striped rug, and Dr. Friedman reads us the Read Aloud book, which is a chapter book. So far, for Read Aloud books, we have read A Rover's Story by Jasmine Warga, Hidden Truths by Ellie Swartz, Big Tree by Brian Selznick, and now we are reading Heroes by Alan Gratz. The book Big Tree tells about when the dinosaurs went extinct. A T-Rex, which is a carnivore, picked up the little seeds. If it is Friday, instead of read aloud, we do DQs.
DQs are presentations that we have to do every month. DQ stands for Discovery Quest. You come up with a question and you have to answer it in a presentation that you make. When you presentate, your parents can either come on Google Meet to see you or they can come in the classroom to see you presentate.
Before science or social studies, we do everyday speech. In everyday speech, we learn how to calm down in different situations, and we also learn empathy. In our everyday speech, we do a packet after learning the lesson. As soon as we're done with everyday speech, we transition into science or social studies. We switch between science and social studies every day. We learn a lot of gigantic topics in science. Throughout the day, we have snack whenever we want. But we can only have snack whenever we want when we are quiet because we're working on voice volume. We also have another privilege where we can chew gum as long as Dr. Freeman doesn't see a piece of gum on the floor and it's not a distraction to the class. The class has much jubilation when we earn a privilege back. It is very evident that we have more privileges than any other fifth grade class. The duration of the school day is about 6 hours long. Dr. Friedman tries to get us ready for our next destination, which is middle school.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have an option to either go to homework club or not. The kids that go to homework club stay after school. We still pack up and put our chairs up. Homework club is all about getting homework done. Every single day, we have math homework on the computer, but not Friday. We have to get a reading letter or blog done by Friday. It switches between reading letter and blog every week. Our class helps out Our Daily Bread, which is our local food pantry. On the Saturday of every month, the kids in Dr. Freeman's class can sign up to go to Our Daily Bread. We clean and put food away. We also see if any food has deteriorated. I, Agent 14, am the can counter. It means that many people collect cans and give them to me to count. Then my mom and I bring them to a center and get 5 cents per can.
Being a fifth grader is fantabulous.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
This has been a day in the life of a fifth grader. Thanks for listening.